We're back. Welcome back to the She Said podcast with Amy and Lisa.
And
on number
11.
Say that in Spanish.
I can't. I don't know. I was like, I only make it to 10. That sounds like we need to have a little Spanish lesson on numbers. That's a shame. That's really pathetic that I don't,
you don't know. Well, you know more than I do. I didn't know 10.
My last name is Spanish. So my maiden name.
Oh, that's true.
I mean,
you should know.
My parents are only from Mexico. I should know how to count to 11.
Okay. Yeah. I don't feel as bad
it's
now.
It's kind of bad.
So how was your weekend? Big Memorial Day.
It was rainy, but I loved it. I mean, it was okay. It really made you just lay low and take it slow. Yeah. Totally chilled. I did not feel guilty for doing a big fat nothing. So I actually really, I did work over the phone and take care of business I had taken care of like that, but relaxing, and I loved it.
Yeah, that's
awesome. How about you?
What did I do? Kind of the same. Because of the rain, you don't really want to get out. And by the way, we record this on Tuesday, even though you guys don't hear it till Thursday. Yeah. So we just got back from the holiday. I went out with friends and went to see my dad.
Mm-hmm.
Little things. Things like that. Nothing
I was
major.
So relaxed that Lisa called me today because I wasn't back yet.
Yeah.
Lisa called me today and she was like, hey, did you forget? Like, I'm like, forget what? She's like, the podcast is like clockwork. I mean, I'm here. I don't show up a minute late. Like, mm-hmm. I am always here. So she knew something was wrong. And here I was just still
at the lake
rolling in bed.
when you weren't here right at 9:30, that something was up.
Yeah. Yeah. So
and you were still at the lake.
Yeah, it was lazy town. It was nice to get, take a break like that. But they canceled games over the weekend, which was really silly because it ended up being a really beautiful Saturday day, which is really annoying that they canceled the games because now we're stuck with makeup games during the week. And that has really messed up a lot of schedules. So there's that little tiff.
But. And you missed the big Super Thunder. Is that what they called it?
I did. I saw people posting about it, but I didn't hear it.
Yeah, it was
really crazy.
It literally jumped out of my skin. My dog, all four legs came off the floor, literally straight up in the air. It's the loudest thing I've ever heard.
Well, the fireworks were really bad. I can say that because my dogs I did give them some prescription by them because they were just beside themselves. They weren't expecting fireworks and neither were I.
I wasn't either. So yeah.
They were there. They were going on and they could not, hardly get breathe by the time I walked in.
Thankfully, my dog doesn't get bothered by that. Oh, yeah. But the thunder that clapped and literally shook for a long time, not just like a normal, it rolled on forever. They said a normal lightning strike is like 35,000 amps.
Yeah.
This was a 220,000 amp.
Oh, I hadn't even heard that.
Lightning strike.
So where did it strike?
Did it hit something? Promenade Mall area. I don't know if it hit anything, but that's about where the strike was. It shook people. Everybody was commenting from 21st and Lewis to 71st and Peoria. It was pretty widespread. Everybody was convinced it was something exploded.
A plane or something. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
It was not fun. So we could get past all those storms any day now, and I would be
It is time for sunshine, without a doubt.
Yeah. So, the other thing I did over the weekend I should talk about is I have the cancer podcast called Poison, Bald, and Still Standing.
Yep.
And if anybody that knows me, they've heard the God Bless You Girl story. I won't go to the whole story because it's kind of long, but I actually was able to have her back on the podcast and we got to tell the story. So it's something that we'd met during chemo.
That's a story.
And then 8 years later, we were able to do the podcast. So that was really fun.
I
did that Friday, I think, last week. So that was kind of the kickoff to the... I've been trying to get her on here. It's hard to get people scheduled on podcasts. And I've been trying to get her back on. And so we got that recorded, which was really fun. And guess what? I cried.
Oh, shocking. No.
Cry all the time I tell that story because it's very touching and she's a very kind person.
That's awesome.
So anyway, I have been going down a rabbit hole once again for trying to sleep because, I try new things and they work for a couple nights and then I'm back. So I have been, I have my whole schedule. We're about 8:30. I start winding down.
Yep.
But I've gone down the rabbit hole with red. I wear glasses that block blue light anyway, which I believe in 1,000%.
Right.
Now I've been reading about light bulbs that are no longer blue light emitting.
Yes.
And obviously you can wear glasses that literally are red and the lights are red. And so that's my new rabbit hole. Have you used any of that?
So have you ever taken, and everyone needs to do this because this is going to blow your mind. take your camera, your iPhone, and put it on the slow-mo camera, okay? Like, you know, you got your cinematic and all that. Put it on slow-mo. Put it to your lamp or your ceiling lights or anything like that and just take a picture with it. Let the video start in slow motion. Then when you're done, you will see the flickering that these lights put off in our brain. And our brains are having to register this constantly. Yeah. And that is the importance of, because I had bought my boys these steady lights instead. Now, did they use them? No. But I tried to tell them, you really need to use these red lights when you're setting instead of this horrible lighting that they've made us switch to. Mm-hmm. But there is just such a difference. Because I guarantee we could probably, these are probably flickering right now.
Oh, I'm sure.
You know those are in there. So
yeah.
Bad.
Oh, fluorescent.
But yeah. If any, do this little experiment, slow motion, take a picture of your lamps, take a picture of, you know, whatever, and you will be shocked at the flickering that your lights are doing when you don't even see it. But actually your brain is registering that. And it's very difficult. Right. This is why we're having such focusing issues and things like
why
that.
Why we're staying awake at night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I say, I'm nodding my head while you're talking because you can even, it happens all the time while I'm recording content mm-hmm. for clients. I'm always recording. And just a regular video, watching somebody, there is flickering on the video. And it drives me crazy because mm-hmm. I know it's the lighting.
Yeah.
Well, and then the other thing, I have a client that's a wellness clinic and she has her own supplemental line for supplements.
Mm-hmm.
And her label's kind of a royal blue. And the bottles that sit out versus the new ones,
yeah.
The label is completely faded, like a sky blue from a really deep royal blue. And it's from the UV light, all the UV rays coming off the light. It's fading her labels on her supplement. So that can only tell you what is it doing to your skin. That's why you should wear sunscreen.
So we got to pay attention to these little bitty tweaks in our day if we would really just make these little tweaks.
And wear sunscreen.
Thinking of these little weird things, because I know you're going to laugh at me. But
oh no, this is not going to be good.
Okay. So, you know, we've talked about grounding, you know, putting your feet, you know,
grounding.
People are all about, and they say like, you know, obviously because we wear tennis shoes throughout the day, we aren't able to connect with the ground. You know, we are electric. There's no denying that you cannot, yes. You know, yes.
That's why you get electrocardiogram when you go.
Right. So, and they said, I did see a man talking yesterday and he said, even when you have your shoes on, people forget you can just walk up and just put your hands to the trunk of a tree and you are still grounding because that tree is still grounded. So we don't necessarily have to take our shoes off in order to ground.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this brings me to this trend that I've been seeing all over, and people are, you know, you've always heard, talk to your plants. Your plants will listen to you. And well, that's never registered with me. Like, I've never thought twice about it. You know what I mean? Well, people are literally walking up to a tree and you're getting a wide image of what's going on. There's not other people standing around and they start talking to a tree and telling it like, hey, touch my face, tree. And now there is a science to it because it says it has something to do with, you know, your breath and air that's coming out of it that the tree is attracted to. But okay, so trees are actually, they will come down and touch somebody on the shoulder or touch them on the face. And it's really crazy to watch. So you just go in and start researching it and you will see it happening. It's crazy. But one story that somebody put in there that I thought was really neat is that her family had a lemon tree growing up and it would never put out any lemons. And I loved this comment. And her dad one day went and bought some lemons, brought it to the tree and was, this is what you're supposed to do. Make us lemons. Like, where are our lemons? This is what you do, tree. Produce us an abundance of lemons. After that season, the tree made so many lemons year after year after year that every season, like, that's what those kids do. They went and delivered lemons for free to all their neighbors because there were so many lemons they could not possibly keep up with it. And they said that it was like, it didn't happen until he connected and talked to that tree. So yeah, I'm going go to go
find that video
and I'm going to go see what happens.
Well, you, I have always heard talk to the plants that you should talk to your plants to help them grow.
So if, I just especially, what's behind this? Like, what is really like, I want to know.
I want a video of you talking to a tree. That's what I want.
Some of my neighbor's cameras are going to catch it and they're going to go, what the heck?
What, she's lost her mind. She's out talking to a tree branch. I want to see it.
Hey, I'll let you know. I'll do it. I'll take a video of it. That's hilarious.
It better not make a liar out of me, tree.
Well, yeah. It's
chop probably, it down. It's probably.
There's somebody shaking the branch and you're not seeing the person in the video.
When I told Steven, he's like, just stop. I'm like, you go out and ground all the time. So don't even act like you don't know about this. Because he is huge on going out and putting his feet on the ground every day.
I will tell you, I haven't done it in a while, but I used to do it all the time. Mm-hmm. It totally does.
Yes,
work.
He does it every day. Like, that is his thing. So,
and the grounding sheets. Mm-hmm. My friends use the grounding sheets and they saw a huge difference. I have a grounding mat, that I sleep on underneath my sheets.
I want the sheets. I have the mat. The mat annoys me because it's just kind of rubbery.
Yeah.
So I don't use it like I should, but I do want the sheets really bad.
It totally makes sense. Mm-hmm. And so I do think I did notice a big difference. Now, if we, you know, we're going to. The ground so wet from all the rain, but I do think it really does work, and it has helped a lot of people. So yeah, I do want the sheets too. But speaking of beds, I had this debate over the weekend with a friend. So you make your bed every day?
Oh gosh, no, don't. Okay, if I'm at the lake, I make my bed. It's really weird. But I feel like it's because it's just minimalism there for me, whereas at home it is not, and it's chaos, and we have crazy schedules. And, you know, Steven's up at totally different hours than me. And there's just, no, I don't do it. I'm embarrassed to say that I don't.
Well, I think it makes a huge difference. I'm a big believer in it. My mom, that's the first thing we had to do when we got up as little kids.
My mom was amazing. I never saw her bed not made, not once in my life.
Mine either. And my dad, even now, living with my mom for so many years, I was over there Monday and, I had installed a new TV for him in his bedroom and he was having some trouble. So I went back there and I mean, that bed is made every day. I mean, literally before he leaves the room in the morning,
I love it.
He makes his bed. I'm not quite that good, but I do make it every day. And it does, I feel better when it's made. Like I think it gives you structure for your day. Obviously it looks better, but I also think you sleep better getting back into a bed that's been
made. I love
it.
I love everything about it. And I don't know why I don't. Maybe I just need to start. I'm going to make that my challenge.
All right.
Good idea. Man, my bed is so big.
Well, mine too.
My bed is so big. It's just annoying. It's so tall.
And I have 18,000 pillows that have to be stacked on top.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah.
So maybe I just need to reduce that as well and go this minimalistic. Because it does. My life at the lake is just so much easier because it's minimalism. And it's amazing how much little less things we can get by with and be happy.
I'm kind of on board with that, too. I feel like in my life lately, that's kind of been my priority. It's just it doesn't have to be everything.
No.
And I make everything big. Like, if I have people to my house, my mom used to always joke, Lisa, you'd be way too much. No one cares. No one pays attention to all the details. I said, but I do.
And I have a problem with that myself. Like, unless things are just perfect, like I don't want company because I really just want things to be in tip-top shape and perfect. And therefore, I feel like I'm missing out on life's all kinds of things because I feel like, oh, it's not perfect. When really, I just need to be like, it's lived in. It's
okay.
It's okay. Yeah. Like, we've lived in our home for, you know, 20 years and it is what it is. It's a great house, but you know, it's lived it. But I need to quit losing moments just because I think
it's not perfect.
It's not perfect.
Yeah. And I'm bad about it too. And then if I have people over, I work so hard.
Yes.
Making everything extra, which I don't need to. It's good all the time. My house is always clean and always, except now because I'm still not back together from being gone for basically 4 months, but it always normally is. But then when I have people over, I spend so much time with all the extra stuff that when they finally get there,
I'm exhausted
and I can't enjoy myself. Mm-hmm. Or I'm still working the whole time they're there instead of being the host and, you know, entertaining my clients.
I've always admired
friends.
People who can say, oh, hey, just come on over. Just stop by. And I'm like, what? Really? I mean, like, you don't care. And truly, their house is a mess. They don't care.
Yeah.
And I feel totally welcome. I feel at peace.
Right.
I feel I'm not judging them. I actually feel like kind of feel at home.
Yeah.
So I need to let that guard down with myself and work on that. Because, man, life happens. Not everybody's in the same season of life. And
no, and I think, it's hard to maintain. But I think also letting that guard down, I need to do that too. Because, man, it's just too much work. And I think scaling all that down and not making life so, you know, perfect because it's where it wears you out.
That's the creative side in us.
I think it's 1,000%.
Yeah. Because my mom was always like, gosh, I wish I could do things like you, or I wish I did. And I never looked at my mom and thought, man, she doesn't put together that. But my mom always let me be creative growing up and do things like that. She would always let me move furniture around. She would always let me do that. Mm-hmm. And but now, you know, I don't know. I've in a way, I kind of feel like I've lost that a little bit. And that is truly to my core. That is who I am. And that's what I love to do. So.
Well, and I think we talk about grief a lot, and I think we're both still in it. And I think the thing that is what's been interesting to me, and I see it in my dad, I think that grief changes you.
Oh, it does.
In so many ways.
Mm-hmm.
I think it obviously changes perspective on things, but it just changes you as who you are as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been weird for me. It's been weird for me to see my dad completely different person. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I am, but it's also like those little things that I feel like I did so much over the years for my mom. Because
mm-hmm.
my mom was very much about perfectly clean house, and my mom's house was immaculate. And growing up, every Saturday, that's what you did.
Mm-hmm.
No, you didn't do anything else.
Yeah, I remember that those days.
And so that's instilled in me. And so to have that not be the case right now, just because I physically and mentally cannot, that's really weird. But I think I would never have understood that until I've gone through it and going through the grief.
Yep.
And just to touch on that real quick, and that's not something I don't want to dwell on every time, but what's where we are in life and where sort of this podcast is about. Us and what we're going through. But what I found that you sometimes have to grieve in silence because people have moved on from your grief.
Yes.
And initially they're all about you. They're checking on you and they're worried about you. But your grief doesn't end when they stop, when they've moved on. But I feel like sometimes when you're still grieving, which I am, they're like, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Nobody gets it until they walk in your shoes. And even then they're stuck in their own grief. They still can't, you know, it just is. It's literally a part of life that we all just have to figure out how to walk through.
And it's all different. Really do. So I think that's what's because I feel like now I'm grieving in silence because I think my friends are like, okay.
Yeah.
It's been 3 months or 2 months, however long it's been, 2 months. But it's not, I'm not done. Like, I'm still in the middle of it. I don't know that you're ever like,
come back.
Yeah. It's so funny because they look at you like, oh, here we go. She's crying again. It's like, but that's where I am. So I didn't really want to touch on grief because I know it's hard, but that's kind of where we are. But I do think that's where you and I both get it.
Right.
And where we are. But I've got to let go of that, too, because it's all consuming to keep your house at that.
Oh, it is.
Perfection level.
Yeah.
When you live in it every day. And you have boys. I don't have. I've got a dog that does plenty of disastrous things, but not like two boys. So I think it would be really hard for me. I'd struggle with it.
Okay. So speaking of grief. So there are some things on TikTok like that are really cool searches that come up.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are like, now that you no longer have a job at so-and-so place, what are some goods you can spill on a certain business or on your job? Isn't that kind of how you would take that post? Like thousands of people comment and I mean, they're juicy. So kind of popped up in here. We're talking about grief and stuff. So I'm like, well, it's interesting because we're in the season.
Yeah.
Anyways, she said, buy your casket. This is so weird. But hey, my mom did all her stuff ahead of time. And I thank you, Jesus, that she did. Buy your casket at Walmart or Costco because they said you can pre-buy your casket at Walmart or Costco in advance. Well, a funeral director came on and she said, as a funeral director, yes, please buy it at Costco. And she said, because it is cheaper than what we can get them at wholesale. And I found that really interesting because there's so many little things that we don't know. I mean, it's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it just like when somebody passes away, like if you have a checking account that say you want your dad to have access to all the money in your checking account and you don't want it to have to go through probate and all this other stuff, you go to the bank and you say, I want this to be on pay upon death. That's all it is. Pay upon death to this person with this social security number or to these people mm-hmm. with these socials. That is literally paid at the time of your death with a death certificate. That is paid out without any issue. It is they call it like a poor man's trust. Like it is the easiest thing
to do
that most people don't even know exists.
Yeah.
But it resolves so many hurdles when it comes to your family members being able to get to your money instantly if it comes to funeral planning or things like that. But it's called pay upon death or pay on death, POD. Just go to your bank account and have them do things like that. Little secrets. Mm-hmm. The other thing we're going to talk about was banking your own blood.
Oh, yeah.
Something you dealt with, yeah. Something I dealt with. What happened with you with banking your own blood?
Well, I wanted it for myself. I was mm-hmm. going through chemo and I had to get a blood transfusion, which mm-hmm. That happens often during chemo because your blood counts get so low from the poison in your body. And so I had reached the point where I needed red blood. I needed to donate. Your white blood, you know, gets low pretty quickly, but now I was depleting my red blood cells and I didn't want to get a blood transfusion. Mm-hmm. I was mad that I didn't try to do my own blood, but what we have found out and what I found out, it's very hard to do. They push back on all of it, mm-hmm. but I didn't want to, but I had to because I was to the point where I was just going to be passing out all the time if I didn't get a transfusion. And so I went and obviously my body would not like it.
Right.
I got 2 pints. And first of all, it takes all day. It's like an 8-hour process to get 2 pints of blood. And I was so sick. I mean, my body rejected the blood.
It. Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I have O negative blood, so I can give blood to anybody. It's pretty universal. But the antibodies and all that they have to match, first of all, it takes 2 hours to match it all. So it's a time consuming thing. And then it was awful. I was so sick. I'd never do it again. I'd figure out how to bank my own. But mm-hmm. then I've tried to bank for people going through chemo that I can give them blood.
And they say there's not enough time.
It's never enough time.
Right.
And they never want to do it. And they always have an answer why you can't do it. They always push back. And then finally they go, well, we'll go ahead and get them. They'll get a blood transfusion, but we'll give them credit because you donated blood, even though it's not going to be your blood.
But we're still going to give them a stranger's blood.
But it's a stranger's blood that they don't test for.
So when we went through this with my mom, she had to get, you know, a transfusion. We did not expect it to happen. And, you know, my mom was very good about for herself. You know, she did not want the vaccine, and she had quit doing the flu shot many years before that. Like, and that was all on her own. And so when we found out that she had to get a transfusion, we were like, okay, great. But how does she get unvaccinated blood? That is a big deal to somebody who doesn't get vaccinated.
Sure.
Like they want unvaccinated blood. And I'm like, she didn't go through that big of a fight this whole time to stay unvaccinated to end up getting it.
Yeah.
Not the doctor knew. He was completely baffled. Well, I don't think they differentiate. I'm like, do they not differentiate? Like, what are they not? The nurses didn't know. Like, it was really this big hurdle. So then after I got on the phone with Oklahoma Blood Institute, like I had to start making calls because nobody was going to help me out. I can tell you that right now. So come to find out, you have to find out if you're going to have an elective surgery. Sometimes you are just out of luck. You're just not going to have
too time.
It's too late.
Yeah.
However, know this, if you're going to go have a knee surgery or some other kind of elective surgery, and maybe there is a chance an artery could be hit or you could have like freak things happen. So just because it isn't a major surgery, don't think something weird couldn't happen. You can make arrangements through whatever facility you're going to. You find out who the blood bank is that they supply to because they have contracts. Okay. And you have to make plans anywhere from 3 to 6 weeks in advance to start banking your blood for that surgery. And sometimes it can actually save you money. And that was what the hospital told me, is that it actually saves that patient money if they bank their own blood, because then they're not paying for some stranger's blood.
Mm-hmm.
So now the logistics of that, I do not know. That's neither here nor there. But, you know, I can tell you this, my mom she didn't have a clotting issue until all of that took place. And, you know, that's when we ran into some more problems. But anyways, know if you're going to have a surgery, know the facility you're going to, who their banking contract is with, and start making the arrangements up to 6 weeks early so you can really get, maybe call, start calling 8 weeks early so you can know their game plan in case it is a 6 weeks, you know, a 6 week deal.
Yeah, I would try so as early as possible because that's their comeback every time.
Because it's only good
time.
For so long.
Right.
So, yeah, no, I had phone numbers, I made phone calls, and it was just too, she had to get it too quickly. But I'll tell you what, when I put it on my Facebook, the amount of people were willing to donate for her from friends were just amazing.
Well, and I think the key to that is timing. And most of the time, in my experience, the need for a blood donation is urgent.
Mm-hmm,
it's
urgent.
It's not something that can you have time to for. No. So that's usually they're always their answer. It's not enough time because I've tried it for multiple cancer patients trying to donate blood.
Mm-hmm.
I know there is a lot of testing that has to be done. The antibodies all have to match, not mm-hmm. just the O type or the negative or whatever that is. So it is a process, but boy, it'd sure be nice if you could get your own.
Yeah, it would be.
Because especially now with the vaccines, there are like some people can't have the flu vaccine. They're highly allergic to it.
We have always stayed away from that for our boys and for a good reason.
Yeah.
For a hereditary reason, we have stayed away from that. So if they were to have to get, you know, a transfusion and got that flu vaccine, we could run into some real issue. So how do they keep from, I mean,
that's
just the risk
question.
You take, you know what I mean? How they're not able to separate it with all this science, separate all that stuff out of it. Or
well, it makes you wonder because they certainly test for HIV, uh-huh. things like that, because you have to, I mean, there's yeah. a whole process that you go through when you mm-hmm. donate blood about that.
Yep.
So there are tests to do it. I just don't think they're doing that.
Right.
And that seems like something that this should be added, especially with the COVID vaccine, especially now.
Yeah.
Knowing what they know now after yeah. the fact that it would make sense to
uh-huh.
test for that and have separate. Well, I haven't had any luck and I've tried it multiple times and every single time I get shut down. So, but I started taking, I've mentioned it here a few times, is a liquid BioCell collagen,
yeah.
which has saved my achy joints mm-hmm. completely. It is a type 2, which is what matches the type in our body. And, you know, you start depleting collagen at the age of 21. It starts going away in your joints. Collagen's everywhere in all your organs. And so after I finished chemo, I was really struggling with crazy joint pain. And I have a friend that's a nurse in Louisville, and she was taking this collagen that was really helping a knee during her CrossFit days. And so I had reached out to her and I said, do you think it'll help me and my poor aging body? I mean, I got to the point where I hated to go to restaurants because I would finish eating and then we'd be done and my friends would get up and walk out and I was still back trying to get out of the restaurant.
Like a
210-year-old. That's when I really noticed it because you sit there for an hour and a half, 2 hours for a dinner and then I tried to stand up. Yeah, I can't stand up and then I'm hobbling like I need a walker. And so I started taking it and I've been on it for maybe 4 years. Totally changed my pain level.
That's awesome.
I mean, it saved me. It saved my mom's back. She got off pain meds taking it. And anyway, the company that was making it that I completely swear by closed a month ago. And everybody was just panicked. I've got people with rheumatoid arthritis taking it that's completely changed their pain.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, it's back. And so I can start getting it again tomorrow. And so I've just
That's why your phone's been blowing up.
I've got so many people coming back wanting to buy it. So I'm really excited about that. So
I can attest to that. Her phone has been going off nonstop. And she's like, well, more collagen.
Everybody's
orders.
Wanting
people
it.
Are happy it's coming
really
in.
It really helps mm-hmm. in all aspects of joint pain or hair, skin. The amount of, I don't really do it for my skin, but the before and after pictures of people with taking it is kind of crazy.
Well, you showed me that picture not too long ago.
Of myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's scary.
That was crazy. That was a crazy difference.
Yeah. Medical mm-hmm. grade skincare and collagen.
Uh-huh.
I think are the two things that's made yep. a big difference in my skin. But anyway, so tomorrow it's back. So we're really excited about that because it's a game changer if you're looking for something for joint pain mm-hmm. and if you've got some skin issues or for people that have thinning hair, game changer for getting your hair back, growing your hair back. So
that's
love launching it. Tomorrow and I'm very excited about that.
Good.
I think we're done.
I think we are too. I'm yeah. like, I always sometimes I'm like, well, I don't know what we're going to talk about. Well, then we don't shut up. So
yeah, we just figured out a minute too today too. We had a lot going on. All right.
Yep.
We will see you guys next week.
Catch you later.
Amy makes it on time.
If I show up, yes. I'll be talking to the trees.
Yeah, that's right.